At this time, I'd like everyone to close their eyes and be in silence. I want you to reflect on this coming year and anchor within yourself. Feel, listen, hear, however it is for you. Align with God's vision for you in this coming year. Based in specifically in terms of what I've shared here about year of perseverance. Allow your soul, allow myself, allow your I Am presence in union with me to come to the forefront, to envelop you, to overlight you, and to show you and reveal to you how wondrous your life could be through this and by way of this year of perseverance, and allow God's vision to simply anchor itself within you. Even if you don't see, hear, or feel anything, that's irrelevant. Just be in the knowing and be in the allowing. It doesn't mean you have to see or hear anything. Just state, hold the intention, and it is done. And it is, know that it's revealed to you in its perfect time and place. And just feel that settling in. And let that blessing, that energy of perseverance, the full divine mantle of that, let that descend upon you now, like a garment that's being shrink-wrapped onto your whole being, or that's melting into you. Just see yourself absorbing that whole divine mantle. Divine blessing, the divine attribute of perseverance in all its many faces and forms, as I've described, and in others unnamed and unspoken this night, but yet to be, and yet to have their way with you. Allow it, the highest and purest energies of perseverance, anchor with me. And as this is happening, continue to galvanize your focus. See and feel your heart fusing with mine, fusing with God's. See and feel our third eyes merging. See a golden beam of light between your third eye and mine, and see it drawing them together until they fuse and burst to a large ball of pure light as one, and their hearts the same, as this mantle of perseverance blesses you, anoints you, permeates every cell of your body, your consciousness, your mind, your heart, your soul, your thoughts, feelings, words, actions, your intentions, conscious and subconscious, in all dimensions of time, in all levels of consciousness, in all planes of existence, within and without, above and below. Sphere of your existence, past, present, and future, now receives divine mantle of perseverance. And as your focus galvanizes upon me, upon God, upon self, in this triad of divinity, feel that force field building, growing around you, impermeable to anything but the highest levels of light, of love, of Mother, Father, God. already feel the strength it is giving you. Groundedness. Clarity, focus, purpose. And begin to get a sense of how freeing, how liberating it will be. And it is. Be freed of all those encumbrances, all those attachments, which you no longer need, which no longer serve. Single pointed focus. I and my beloved are one. And it is in thy will, O Lord, that I do live, move, and have my being. For I and my beloved are one. Take me, Lord, surrender unto thee. Use me, move me according to thy will. For I and my beloved are one. I know who I am. I know why I've come. And I know, despite momentary forgetfulness or resistance, of which there shall be increasingly less, I know what I must do. I am perseverance embodied. I am triumphant. I am victorious in thy most precious name. For I and my beloved are one. Your deep pranic breathing, inhaling down the lower abdomen and all around. Slow, deep breaths, and feel this. Growing stronger within yourself. that wherever you go, whatever you do, my blessing is upon you. In my physical presence and in my absence, my blessing is upon you. Whether or not you're faithful and loyal to me, my blessing is upon you. Live to serve you. My sole desire is for your happiness. Of your lives. Rest in this knowing. Draw strength from this knowing. Feel safe and secure in this knowing. Many, many souls already are encouraged and find solace in you, ones whom you do not know, and whom you have never met. Draw strength from you. Find hope by way of you. Let this inspire you. Become even more persevering. Countless, countless souls took this incarnation simply because you did, and would not have come otherwise. Strength from that knowing and become even more perseverance. God by my side, I am invincible. I allow all fears to fall away. Thank you.
to come around the room again. This time, delivering a blessing of Amrit. And with this Amrit, I'm giving you my divine blessing upon all your actions, intentions, and endeavors, that they may be sourced by and united with my divine will. As you receive this Amrit upon your tongue, just feel this blessing of divine perseverance and of the sourcing and empowering, protecting and guiding for me, as this blood, this Amrit, the living essence of God, blesses you and forges this powerful alliance in this moment.